Good morning. The next few weeks, B'ez Hashem, we'll speak about the halachas of Chanukah, which are things that are to today. But I want to start with the sugya of Chanukah as a preview, just to understand what is the mitzvah and what is the bracha. I think it will help us the next 2 weeks for the different halachas that come out of it. So we know the Gemara before we start the Gemara, we know that in Chanukah we have a special thing called Birkas Haroy. We don't use it today. Today's day we don't use this halacha so much. But there's a concept that Gemara says that when you have a bracha that a person when light candles he has to do the brachas, he does Ladin Hashem Chanukah, he goes in and says Shasonisim, and the first day he says Shechiyano. That's the three brachas that one says when he's lighting Chanukah. The Gemara says if someone is not lighting the candles of Chanukah, but he goes ahead and he sees the nears of Chanukah, is roye, because a roye, so he has also brachas. He doesn't say the first bracha, he just goes ahead and says the bracha of lahadlik of shasonisim. That's called birkas haroye. A roye chalak asesod. I don't think I brought it here in the Gemara, but the Rambam brings. If you want to see quickly in the Rambam says. The Rambam is right there in the middle. I was starting from Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. In the part in the bottom, the lower part, he says, V'chol ha'roya oiso v'loy b'yirech m'vorech sh'tayim. Sh'os sonis ha'vaseinim v'shechiyonu. V'shara lele samadhi v'vorech sh'tayim v'arvorech m'vorech ha'ch. So that's the Rambam coming from the Gemara, ha'roya ne'echa v'ketzoch l'varech. Which is a very interesting thing. We never find such a thing. There's no mitzvah in the world that a person who sees there's a bracha. Someone sees near Shabbos. He didn't get like candle Shabbos. He didn't say a bracha. Never find such a thing.
Rainbow.
Rainbow is everybody does only for seeing. No, Avad, you're right. So there's bracha on Riyas. There's some brachas on Riyas. 100%. Haroya Yamagodol. You see the sea. You say, but bracha that you have a mitzvah do it. And when someone cannot do the mitzvah, instead when he sees someone doing the mitzvah, that'll be enough. Imagine, tkiyas shofar, you can't do it. You see someone blowing a shofar, you do a birkas haroye. Where you never find such a thing. So Amai said, Toisus speaks about it. Toisus, in the bottom of the page on the left, he says, haroye ne'er shechalaka tzuchavog is Toisus in sukkah. So says Toisus, b'shar mitzvahs ki goyin lulu v'sukkah lo itekinu levarach l'haroye. We never find another mitzvah someone to do a brach on the haroye. So answer one, Chanukah is a special nace. You have a bracha, you have to understand the answer why Purim is different. What about the nace of Pesach? Okay, Chanukah is different, that's answer number one. The Gam, answer number two, Mishun Shish Kama Bnei Odom Shen Leim Batim Vein Biyodim L'Kayim HaMitzvah. Some people do not have houses, and they can't do the mitzvah. As we will see, Be'ez Hashem, in the next few weeks, the mitzvah is to do in your house. If you don't have a house, what do you do? That's a big discussion. You're traveling, a person's traveling, we'll get to Be'ez Hashem on a plane. What do you do? But the bracha is to do the was a takana to do the bracha in the house, in each house. So today some people don't have houses. So what is he gonna do? So you have to have somewhere how to get them to join this mitzvah. So how do you do it? Because they're right. So today says he's bothered by that. The bottom line. This one second. What about if someone doesn't have a house? Is he able to do mezuzah? You want to say that shofar everybody could do. Megillah everybody could do. Mezuzah, in Chanukah, you need to have a house. What happens if you don't have a house? He's homeless. So what is he going to do? So we made a special bracha for him. So says, what about mezuzah? Mezuzah, if someone doesn't have a house, he's not doing a mitzvah mezuzah. So what is he going to do? So the Gemara says, so voidish lefarish, it says Toisus, voidish lefarish, dein shayich letaken laroe brocho shena oise mevarch. So Toisus says, I cannot create a new brocho for someone who sees it that the oise is not doing. So the mefarish, the marshal, the maram, the marshal here explain Toisus, what does it mean? Toisus is saying, you know, the brocho, we have a brocho of doing a mitzvah. Someone who's not doing the mitzvah cannot do the brocho. So when you have a mezuzah, what's the bracha you do? You do look for a mezuzah. The person who's not doing, he's not putting on a mezuzah. He's not saying the bracha look for a mezuzah. So what bracha you want him to say? So he's saying, let's make up a new bracha. Say bracha, liroy mezuzah. says the Tosfos, I'm not going to make up a new bracha that doesn't exist and give it to the Roy. Mashenkin by Chanukah, I have two brachas. I said brachas, la'adik nashe Chanukah, the one who sees it cannot say it, he's not matlik. Okay. What's the second bracha? Sh'asu nisin avriseinu. So you have a bracha that the one who's lighting is saying, that bracha you could give also to the Roya to say. So every other mitzvah is no bracha to transfer to the Roya. But in Echara, can you do? That's what Shatay says. The Inshach attacking the Roya bracha shen ha'isa v'ach. Can't make a new bracha that is not doing. They say the bracha that is doing, I can't. By Chanukah, I have a solution. Here's what Tosfos says. So it sounds like a very, doesn't this answer, or it doesn't answer anything. What does it mean? So what if you have, you're saying the Roya doesn't have a bracha. That's the problem? I don't have a new bracha? I can't create a new bracha? So Chanukah, the only reason I have a bracha in the Roya is because I have two brachas? Because I have two? So you know, Chor occurred to that whenever you have two brachas, someone who sees it should say it. For example, Megillah. Someone who sees the Megillah, he can't hear the Megillah, he should say the bracha Sh'asa Nisim. So there you go to this first answer of Tosfos. Tosfos says it has to do with the house. Comes out, the Tosfos is saying something very funny. It sounds very funny. Just technically, if you have two brachas, I give the second one to the Roy. I have only one bracha, I don't give the second one to the Roy. Why? It doesn't make any sense. What's the reason? Why the second bracha? You give it to the Roy, the first one. You don't. There's no, what's the svara, right? That's what's the understanding? How do you understand this idea that someone who sees the Ner Chanukah could say his own bracha because you have a second bracha? What's the connection? So, I think the Chor, based on what we're going to learn today, we'll be able to understand this thesis.
Would he make a Shechiyana?
Yeah, he says Shechiyana. And the first day, like what we do, the first day is a Shechiyana, right?
But that can't count as the extra bracha of...
No, so the first you speak in a regular case, let's say.
Yeah.
Because Shechiyana has to do with the Zman, that you got to the Zman, it's not to do with the actual mitzvah. But it's a good, what about Shechiyana? We find something very interesting. The Gemara, we'll see like this. The Gemara and Shabbos Chafal Avon Beis, the top right, the Gemara says like this. Mitzvaso mishitishka achamo achatichle regel minushuk. When do you light Ner Chanukah? From time of Shkia? Machlekes, what Shkia mean? Achatichle regel minushuk, until people stop walking in the street. That's Ikar Din. Reza Shem, I want to get to, hopefully in 2 weeks from now, regarding how do we do today, doing later, what do you do in Chutzlarts, and all these type of things. But the Ikar Takana is from Shkia until Tichle regel minushuk. So Gemara says, what is it coming to tell me? My love, the chapto, hodumatikla. What is it coming to tell me? That if the candles went out, extinguished, you can go ahead and you light it again. Says Gemara, no. Loi, the loi adlik madlik. It's coming to tell me a time limit, how long can you light the candles? E loi adlik, if he did not light till now, he could go ahead and light now. What is light now? He go ahead and light until tichle regev and ashok. As the before you say, Poshev Shah is about a half an hour. So you have half an hour to light the candles. After that, you cannot light. Inami, another answer, is Lashiru, to tell me how much oil you need to put. You have to put oil that will light at least half an hour. As we know, we'll get to that Be'ez Hashem. So let's skip now this. The next part of the Gemara, look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, the Lo'ad Likamad, the Tosfos. Avon Mikan De'elach Over Azman. According to the first answer of the Gemara, you cannot light candles after Tichle Regel Mashuk. You have only a half an hour window to light candles. From Shkia until Tichle Regel Mashuk. Right. Right, good Shiloh. Right? Why does the Shulchan Aruch go on and say half an hour? Based on generations. That's a good discussion. We'll get to that based on Hashem in the next coming weeks. Whatever it is, let's assume you're right. Whatever Tichle Regel Mashuk means, maybe it's 2 hours, whatever that time is, Yen Echadami could be maybe longer. For you, Mary, Paras, that's the pre-paras version, Deshlizor Ladik Balayla Miyad. That's have to be very careful to lie right away. Shelo Yachem Termidai. Why? Because according to what the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do it later, according to the first chat. Umikol Makom Zakhtesis, Iche Yadlik Misofik. If he is late, still light candles, sofik. Because we have another answer. So today says, listen, the Gemara is giving me 2 answers. Why? What? When I'm telling you that the time of the candle lighting is this half an hour between the candle lighting, the time, the window that you have is between Shkia and Tichle Regel Mashuk, the Gemara says 2 explanations. What does it mean? It means you can light after. Number one, so meek your nika. Number two is, no, not to tell him not to lie after, but the amount of oil you need to put in. So says the Tosfos, according to the first answer, I count right after. But what happens if I came too late home? What should I do? Says Tosfos, you should light it because you have another answer. There's two answers in the Gemara. One says you count light after. One says doesn't say you count light after. It means you could light after. So you have another. So you're madlik misafik. You're madlik misafik. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch is pasking. You see the Shulchan Aruch in the below Tosfos. And there he says you have to be madlik in time. Umiu says to the Shulchan Aruch, the black, bolded letters. Umiu ani mil lechatchilu. Abim over is as man v'lo yidlik. Madlik v'ar lechko alayla. You can be madlik the whole night. So says that the Shulchan Aruch, you can do, can light the candle the whole night because misofik. Misofik.
And with the bracha, no problem.
Oh, so what about bracha? So what do you say before looking inside?
Sofik brachas lak.
Very good. Don't get there. So you right? If I'm doing lighting the candles only misofik, I don't know. That means it's a sofik. Maybe I'm supposed to light, maybe not. So the halacha is sofik brachas lehakel. If I'm not sure if to do a bracha, I don't do a bracha. So the halacha should have been that if you light candles after this man, you should not say a bracha. That's lechor what you should have said, right? Look at the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is below this Shulchan Aruch. He says, V'chol ha'layla, he brings a B'seis. B'seis of Kosav, they have said, Avisveka didino, it's a sofik. V'in ken mashra shein levarach, V'chol you should not say a bracha. Says the Magen Avraham, Aval midesosa ma Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell me anything. Shulchan Aruch say, don't do a bracha. Mashma da'isoy shevarach. So actually, you do have to say a bracha. Okay? So the Magen Avraham says, a big chedish in Tosfos, in the Shulchan Aruch, that you have to do a bracha, even though you're lighting after the time, even though it's a suffix. Why? What's that? Magen Avraham himself says, L'chur you should not say the bracha, because suffix bracha is la'akel. So what is the reason that you should go ahead and say a bracha on something which is only a suffix? You never say brachas with suffix. The halacha is, you never say bracha with suffix, except if it's a deraisa. Right? Because a Muslim, you're not sure, you say the bracha. But if it's a derabanan, suffix bracha is la'akel. So why do you say the bracha again? That's the shaila of the Magen Avraham. Basically, Magen Avraham refers to it, but it's a shaila that Achronim ask. How do you say bracha after the time? It's only a suffix. Look also another interesting diuk in the Rambam. This is the diuk that Moshe Brown, so I brought, bring him the sefer. If you see, he says the inyan of the, we just read it before, the halacha dala in the Rambam, they're in the top of the Om in the middle. He says this idea that you have to say the three brachas. We read it before. You have to say three brachas of on Chanukah. If you know the Gemara, when the Gemara says you have to say bracha, shakrishon mitzvah v'tzivonu lad ner shachanukah. So here's the famous Gemara asking, v'heichot tzivonu. How can you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, commanded us to do ner Chanukah? Ner Chanukah is their abundance, not their raisa. That's what the Gemara asks. Oh, yeah. Gemara, that's the sugya. Heichot tzivonu. Tzivonu miloi saser, tzivonu, right? The Gemara goes on to tell me, how do you know that you have to listen to Rabbanon according to the Torah? The Rambam doesn't bring this Gemara. The Rambam just says, he brings, as we say, Halacha Dalet, right? Kol shechayo v'kriyas ha-megillo, chabadokas nechanako, and he says, amad liko yisro balayla rishon, v'aruch sholosh brochas, he goes on to say the brochas, that's it. Then, he goes on, I missed the last part of this Halacha, okay? Halacha A, he brings, B'chol yom yom mishwari sami meilu, korim yom sa'alil, u'mavol v'fara shakish shem mitzvot tzivonu, ligmur sa'alil, ben yochid ben tzibur, v'halopi shekriya sa'alil mitzvot v'diver soifrim, mevorech olav shakish shem mitzvot tzivonu, kedev shavorech la'migilu v'leherov. He says, even though it's a diver soifrim, you still say a shakish shem mitzvot tzivonu on halal. Right? It was the Ram is bothered by. What's that again? Halal is different seifrim. It's Rabbanim. How do you say Shekhidishar with Sofet Sivanim? That's what the Ram is bothered by. Right? I'm trying to see if I missed the last part of the Rambam. So he just finishes off with the Indian of Divraim. So the Rambam says in Halacha, hey, I don't understand. Halal is in Divraim. How do you say Sivanim? Says the Rambam, why do you say tzivonu by the rabbana? It says even though it's the rabbana, you say it, you find the same thing by Megillah, the same thing by Eruv. So he asked Moshe Brown, I don't understand. Why don't you ask it in the previous halacha? The halacha before was, you have to light Neres Chanukah and say the bracha, Asher kedishonu b'mitzvah yisov v'tzivonu, lehadlik Neres Chanukah. No problem. I'm not bothered about why I say Shekhi Shalom Mitzvah Tzivonu. The next halacha is, you have to say Shekhi Shalom Mitzvah Tzivonu, Likroi Sa'alel. Says, Rabbi, one second, who Tzivonu? How can you say Tzivonu? Even the Rabbani have to say Tzivonu. Why doesn't he ask it in the previous halacha? When he said the Shekhi Shalom Mitzvah Tzivonu, La'adik Neshacharaka. That's a better place to ask the question. He just said, and that's where the Gemara brings this whole sugya. Not in Halal, where it brings it on the Chanukah. So when the Rambam says, La'adim Nesha Chanukah, you should ask right away, Derabbanan. And he should say, you still say, Brochan Derabbanan. He waits till he brings the Halacha of Halal, and then he says it. Why? What's Pshat? And finally, just one hour, you see, look at the middle of the Amud, you have your Rif. The Rif says an interesting Halacha. Omar Avchibi, he quotes the Gemara, but he says it a little different than the Gemara. Omar Avchibi, Rashi, Omar Av, Hamadlik Ne Chanukah, what's the din? Tzorich Levarach. Your Madlik Chanukah, you have to do a bracha. If you see the Ner of Chanukah, what's the next word? Chayav Levarach. So the first one is Tzorich Levarach, you need to bend, you say a bracha. The other one is, he's Chayav Levarach, he's obligated to say the bracha. Why does he change it? Tzorich Levarach, Chayav Levarach. So, to understand all that, there's a beautiful Mor Uktzia. The Mor Uktzia is a Yaakov Emdin. He wrote a sefer at Shulchan Aruch called Mor Uktzia. And the Ratzvi Pesach brings it in a sefer. There's Mor Uktzia. He says the following word. It's a following idea. It's based on the Shulchan Aruch that we learned before. The bracha, usually when you have a bracha and a mitzvah, is you have the mitzvah, doing the mitzvah. Chazal told you, do the mitzvah together with a bracha. You have to do a bracha on the mitzvah. What's the reason you do a bracha on the mitzvah? So obviously, Apim Machshava, there's many inyoni, what does a bracha do to the mitzvah? But let's say without getting into inyoni Machshava, Behil Chasol, the idea is that you have to come, either it's a din of kavana, you show your kavana by doing the bracha, you're showing you're trying to do, what you're referring to the mitzvah to, or it's a pshat is that, you know, you by doing a bracha, you're mekadesh that thing. You're connecting this maaseh to the actual mitzvah. Yeah, either or, the other ways to understand it. But the idea is you're doing a mitzvah. Chazal told you do a bracha with it. That's how you're doing the mitzvah better. What happens if you do the mitzvah without a bracha? So halacha is yoytze. The bracha is not part of the mitzvah. The bracha is just an addition to the mitzvah. Makes the mitzvah better. And look, Bepashtis, I mean, it's a discussion. Bepashtis, if you don't do the bracha, the person takes a lulav and picks it up and shakes it. And he did not do the bracha, if you had to do a bracha. So it's a problem if you could say the bracha again, because he was already yaitze. Right? He was already yaitze by doing the tilaf. Same thing, Kir Shafer. Same thing by matzah. You go in and you're doing without a bracha. Bepashtis, this is another discussion. What happens if you don't do the bracha? How do you deal with it? But the bracha, the push-up shot is not part of the mitzvah. You have a mitzvah, and you have a bracha on top of it to come and make the mitzvah a better mitzvah. But if you're missing the bracha, the mitzvah is still there. It says the Morik Tzio, the Bener Chanukah is different. Ner Chanukah, the bracha is part of the mitzvah. When Chazal told me to go ahead and do Ner Chanukah, they said the way you do Ner Chanukah, there's three things you have to do Ner Chanukah, regular Ner Chanukah. You have to light a candle, and you have to say two brachas. It's not that you're doing mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, and then another thing is you have to go ahead and say a bracha on top of it. In other words, let's take the example we said before. If a person went and lit Ner Chanukah, he did not say the bracha. Is he yoytze or not yoytze? Says the Morik Tzio, no. Part of the mitzvah, maybe I don't know. Maybe the answer here no is a little hard. For sure, did not do the mitzvah b'shleimus. He's missing integral part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, is the bracha itself. The bracha is the mitzvah. You're doing it. The Morik Tzio says his own reasoning, but you can argue in that reasoning. He says the reason is because if you're just lighting candles, how do you see this is a Ner Chanukah? Maybe lighting the candles because you wouldn't have candles in the house. Candles you light the whole time. The bracha makes it a Ner Chanukah. That's how he puts it together. It's just to clarify looks at the bracha. Either you say that way, you can say others, we'll see in a second, but the bracha of the Ner Chanukah is part of the mitzvah. Chazal told you, light the candles and say two brachas. That's how you go ahead and do the mitzvah. Says the Morik Tzio, that's right on Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, when you have a sofik, what to do? So when do we say sofik brachas lehakel? When the bracha is not part of the mitzvah. So I have to do a mitzvah. I'm not sure do I have to do it or not have to do it. I say, do the mitzvah, but don't say a bracha. Why don't you say a bracha? It's Shem Shamayim Levatola. Maybe you don't have to say it. So leave the bracha alone. Just do the mitzvah alone. But if the bracha is the mitzvah, I can't tell you not to do the bracha because then you're missing the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the bracha. If I have a halacha, then when I have a suffix mitzvah, what do? You do the mitzvah because I'm not sure if I did it or not. So here, because the mitzvah is to say a bracha, it's not al suffix bracha, it's regular bracha lahaka. That's when a bracha is above a mitzvah. But the bracha is the mitzvah, the same way I cannot go ahead and I tell a person to do a mitzvah misafik, I also tell them to do a bracha misafik. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch tells you. I don't know, the time passed, it's a suffik, say the bracha is a mitzvah. Says Rav Moshe Brown, yeah. Oh, what's the example? And this is going to, the problem, the pashup shot, you know, without getting too much, I would say when you say, I don't bring that example because it's going to ruin part of the pshat I want to get to, going with halal. But let's say, lechura, the bracha has to a mitzvah, is let's say brikas hamazon, brikas hamazon is deraisa. But let's take it. What is brikas hamazon? It's a bracha. Right? It's a mitzvah to say a bracha. It's not a bracha on, I mean, you're eating and then you say the bracha on the food. But what is your mitzvah? Your mitzvah is to say brikas hamazon. So you want to say, it's a little extreme example because here you have a maisa mitzvah as well. But if you want to take the example to a little further, the idea is you're saying a bracha, that's the mitzvah itself to say the bracha. That's you want to say the merktia. Says the Moshe Brown, that's also the pshat and the Rambam. The Rambam, when he wants to come and say, when you say the Ner Chanukah, Heichon Tzivonu, the Gemara says Heichon Tzivonu. The Rambam says, I'm not bothered with Heichon Tzivonu, because the minute Chazal, we know the Chazal can make up mitzvahs, so they also can make up brachas, which are mitzvahs. They have the Rambam already said Hichos Brachas. Hichos Brachas, the Rambam brought, the Chazal have the ability to make up mitzvahs. We have to say, they use that very strong lashon. No, the Chazal can establish new mitzvahs. The minute I know Chazal can establish new mitzvahs, the Rambam already told us that in the past. So they can also say a bracha of Ner Chanukah. Because bracha of Ner Chanukah is the mitzvah. So the same Chazal can tell you to go ahead and what's the mitzvah of Megillah, for example. Let's assume that it's a regular derabbanon. Or right, you have any mitzvah, Eruv, let's say Eruv is derabbanon. So the same way Chazal tell you to do a mitzvah derabbanon, they tell you also say a bracha derabbanon. It's not a problem. You have a bracha derabbanon. Mashenkin, the halal, what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is reading halal. That's the mitzvah. Now you want to come and say a bracha on a mitzvah derabbanon. Meaning you're not going ahead and doing a mitzvah derabbanon. You're doing a mitzvah derabbanon and saying a bracha on top of that. So man, one second. I'm not doing here anymore a bracha, which is a mitzvah. I'm doing a mitzvah, doing a bracha on top of that. You, even in a mitzvah derabbanon, you say a bracha? Says to Rambam, yes, you say a bracha in halal the same way you say an eruv and you say a megillah, which is you're doing the mitzvah and you're saying a bracha on top of that. So megillah and eruv, you say you do a mitzvah, do a bracha on top of that, even though the mitzvah is derabbanon. Also by halal, you do a mitzvah, you say a bracha on top of that. But by neir chanukah is a different thing. Neir Chanukah, the bracha is the mitzvah. It's not a bracha on a mitzvah. The bracha is the mitzvah. That's why the Rambam is not bothered there by saying the bracha. And we'll get to the riff in a second. But based on this, if we understand that the mitzvah is the bracha is not just you doing a mitzvah and you're adding on top of it. But that's the part of the mitzvah. The part and parcel of the mitzvah is that you light the candles and you say your two brachas. So here you could go ahead and say something which it's right down in Harry Ked, and Rishi Bear brings it. But without this idea, you can argue, Mechateise, you know, every mitzvah has different things. But here, if I'm telling you right now that the bracha is the mitzvah, can you go and say the following? Today, so I have now two brachas to say. I'm doing, as part of the mitzvah, is I have two stages. I'm saying, Lehadig Ner Chanukah, and I'm saying, Shalos Hanisim. Which two parts of mitzvahs I'm doing over here? The when I'm saying the brachas, I'm now doing the mitzvah. So I'm saying a bracha, la'adik ner shechanukah, that's one mitzvah. I'm saying another bracha, shos toni slav yisayin. Meaning I'm doing another mitzvah. It's not that I'm doing a mitzvah, saying on top of it a few brachas. I'm actually doing the mitzvah by saying the brachas. So what am I doing over here? So here you could say it like this, chura, and chura comes out, pashra based on that. La'adik ner shechanukah is a mitzvah to light candles. That's, I'm saying la'adik ner shechanukah. Let's use the more ktsiyah. If I don't say la'adik ner shechanukah, just lighting candles, who said this is for Chanukah? By saying Lahadlik Ner Shechanukah, I'm making these candles a Chanukah candles. Shaosu Nislav Yisenu is to go ahead and speak about the Nes. Speak about the nis. That's what the bracha says. Speaking, look at the nis HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us. So the way Rabbi Yishai says it is that there's two parts of the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah. One part is the actual mitzvah to light candles. Rabbi Yishai Ber, the Rav. Right? So he goes ahead and he said, the first one is to go ahead and light candles. That's a mitzvah. Mitzvah adloka. The second thing is pirsum hanes, to go ahead and announce the nis to everybody. It's two separate things that you're doing by doing the mitzvah. And again, based on what we just learned now, it makes a lot of sense. Because the mitzvah, the bracha, is actually the mitzvah. So when you're going ahead and saying the bracha, you're right now creating a mitzvah. You're creating one mitzvah is to light candles. The other mitzvah is go ahead and do pirsum hanes. It's two separate stages in the mitzvah itself. What? No, so, okay, it's together with lighting. Avadi, the bracha connects with the lighting. That's so hard to understand. The bracha just says, you're saying, I look there. The way you do this mitzvah is you say a bracha with the lighting. That's, right, yeah, you can.
You compare it to the
mother. That's why I said it's a little extreme example. This is about this only bracha. Here is bracha together with a ma'aseh. Agree. But it's a little more refined example. No. Tehillim, but you're saying bracha on top of the Tehillim. You're right. The saying the Tehillim, that's the mitzvah of Hallel. So to go ahead and say Tehillim. How do we know that? So the Gemara brings, it's a psukim, the Nevi'im are metakin it. It's a tikkun of Nevi'im to go and say this psukim. Then the question of the bracha is on top of what are you saying? Which is another. Right, but Hallel is different. Hallel is different. Hallel is you creating a new thing called Hallel. And if you say Hallel on the wrong day, I raise a mechayu from a gadif. The person says Hallel on the wrong day, he's considered to be doing something very bad. Hallel, what did you say to Hallel? It's a din Hallel. It's called mechayu v'gadif. So that's the two inyonim that you have. You have in that loka, you have one is to be madak neres, and one is to go ahead and do pirsum hanes, and it's two parts of the mitzvah. Now what's left coming over here? If you look, the Mogen Avraham we read before, the Mogen Avraham says the following. He says, there when it starts the wide lines, the Mogen Avraham on the bottom right. So the Lagos, I mean, here's Kosav. In the bottom right of the page. You have like the wide lines. So Agoras Maimineris, Kosav, Kosman Shibnei Odom Neorim, Mea Bais Darim, Fil Adam Mudashacha, you could do Kosman, the people are up. So what is he referring to? You have a problem, you have to do Pirsum Anes. So how do you do Pirsum? That's why we do it, that's what the Gemara says, the only time you can do it, Lukas Neris, is between Shkia and Achei Tichle Rengel Ashuk. He says, if nobody, you're too late home, you have still Bnei Bais, you have your wife and kids, you're still Mekai in the Mitzvah. Says the Mogen Avraham, "Cheni rali lohoyrus." That's what I want to say. Lahalacha, avalim yishenim in levarach aleihem. So what happens? You come home, all the Bnei Bais are sleeping. You can't do the bracha anymore. Says the Mogen Avraham, "You need to have some pirsum hanes."
Can you light?
You can light. Not ruining anything by lighting, but don't say a bracha. That's what the Mogen Avraham says. What do we do? Lahalacha. Look at the Shaar Atzion. It's the big thing there, right above this Mogen Avraham. Right? Says the Shaar Atzion is the Mishnah Berurah in the bottom. So he says, Mogen Avraham, there Chaim Chayodom, says that you should not say a bracha. Ubesefer Chemed Moshe, Herich Bezeh, he has a longer richus. Vedaitodim Shochach Oinena Solohidlik Achiyosh Tokulam, if everybody's sleeping, Yakitz Beis Oigimel Mehem Vyadu, you should wake up two or three people in the house and do a Lokas Neres. Right? Wait, with your wife, wake up, I need to do a Lokas Neres. Vim Yiv Sholakitz, so you can't wake them up. Probably it's more Nugia to us. You should still do a bracha. Right? To the feet, now he has a big taina. What is taina? To the feet, so what happens if a person is traveling? He has a room in a hotel. Let's assume he can light there. Let's we get figure out about the security issues. He's in a hotel, nobody's with him. He's in a place, there's no Jews, nobody. Should he light candles or not? He says, according to Chabad Moshe, according to this Mogen Avraham, no, because you have nobody to see it. He says, we found such a thing, that a person who's on his own, he can't do it because there's Chanukah. So the place keeps saying, you should know, you have to have family members with you or somebody in the street. What do you see such a thing? Fe'ad Rabba says, the Shai Tzion, Shulta Gibor and Kosov Shamiyaz, Tavim Bein Anochim is around Goyim, Levada Tzuch La'atik. Umashim, the Kosov can appear to Shai Tzion, she has to do a bracha on it. So says the Mishnah, the Shai Tzion, Levada Dim Yochel, Lefais, Vad Lokar, Fir Rabin, Yor Yisrael Odif. It's better to do it by Rabin. Ava Yileka Anoshim, Mishul Zeh, Lo Yevatel HaMitzvah, Ken Nir Eli, V'chen Noragim O'Elam, Ad Kan L'Shoinu. So he says the that he brings the Chazon Moshe, you should do the brachas. Why? You do the brachas even if you can't. Says the Shatzim, Sofek brachas la'akel. So here, so based on what we just learned now, there's no such thing as Sofek brachas la'akel by Adlokas Nes Chanukah. So the Chazon Moshe says you have to do the mitzvah. Hi, what about Pirsum Nes? You don't Pirsum Nes. You still do it. Says the Igros Moshe, I'm not going to read it inside. If you afterwards you want to look at it, on the left, Rav Moshe says, he says this basically, this is the story that the Rav says. Says the pshat is, because in Mitzvah Nes Chanukah you have two stages. It's not just to go ahead and do a bracha, a Pirsum Nes, that you would say only Shas Nisim. But you have in the Mitzvah Nes Chanukah two stages. One stage is to light candles, and the other stage is to go ahead and do Pirsum Nes. If you can mekayim both, gevaldik. You can mekayim both, you still do the mitzvah because of the first part. It's not that if you can't do Pirsum Nes, you don't do Neres Chanukah. Neres Chanukah and Pirsum Nes are two stages of the mitzvah. You can do one or the other, so you do half a mitzvah. It's not that one is going to get out to the other one. That's what he says.
But half would make you feel like it's
separate. What you said earlier. It's, I'm saying half because I don't know if there's two chiyuvim or it's two parts of the same mitzvah. You can argue that it's two mitzvahs in the same mitzvah. I want to say it more clearly. It's so two mitzvahs in the same mitzvah.
That would mean that if using that extreme example of the hotel.
Yeah.
So if you were traveling, you could still set, you could light candles, say the first bracha, but the second one shot.
Oh, so that's the chur. Based on what you just said, that's just coming out. If I'm right regarding these brachas, show in the first second. Now we don't fight. I would try to see if anybody says that. I said, you know, according to that, that's going to be the basis. So I couldn't find anybody who said it.
You don't want to put someone in that position.
And then maybe. So, and I'll tell you, I want to say that from the opposite direction, but not from this. The only thing you have to say is after Chazal already told you to do two brachas, even though only half a mitzvah is miskayim, that's already nusach bracha. That's how you do a late Neres Chanukah.
You still
say both. Even though right now I'm miskayim only the first and not the second, maybe you can even say it a little different. You are always miskayim pirsonis to yourself. But this is not real. The Chazal, when they say Pirsum Nes, they want you to do much more than that. They said, do it on the street, do it only in the time when people are walking. Don't do it later, Mikaradin. If you could, do it with your family. At the end of the day, you're always doing Pirsum Nes. That's probably the real thing. You're doing Pirsum Nes to yourself. You're right now, Mifarasa Nes to yourself. So to not to say Shas Nes, that we don't do. If you have candles of Hanukkah, there's some Pirsum Nes somewhere. A very minimal one, very limited, but you still say the bracha. But why I'm so insisting on having these two brachas, these two things? Because I want to go ahead and say, that's the pshat in Birkas HaRoye. There's someone who sees the lighting of candles. Which mitzvah is mekayim? The mitzvah of Adloka or the mitzvah of Pirsum Nes? Just Pirsum Nes. He's doing the mitzvah of Pirsum Nes. I mean, I'm looking at the mitzvah. What do you mean doing the mitzvah? He's joining the mitzvah of Pirsum Nes. He sees the Ner Chanukah. He remembers now the miracle that Kadosh Baruch Hu did to us in Chanukah. So now he can go in and do a bracha. Shas Tani Salam Yisaynu. Now, if based on what we just learned, this makes so much sense. Because the bracha is the mitzvah. The not that luck is the mitzvah. Pashup Shat is when you do a mitzvah, you have to go ahead and light candles. You have to go to blow shofar. You have to go ahead and read a Megillah. You have to go ahead and do a mitzvah. Which mitzvah are you doing when you're looking at candles? The answer is no. The mitzvah is to say the bracha. So I can say, if I can't do the entire mitzvah, which is including the adlok of Ner Chanukah, I at least can join it with Shas Nisim. So you say from here that Shas Nisim Lavisenu is separate than adlok of Ner Chanukah, because of course he cannot say the bracha lahadim Ner Chanukah, he didn't light it. So you see the roya is saying only the second bracha and not the first bracha. Based on what we learn, it makes sense, because you're doing the bracha is the mitzvah, he's doing the bracha. And here this bracha has to do only with Pirsum Nes. Only the fact he's mefasen as to other people. That's what you want maybe to say by Roy. So according to that, if this is true, so two things. First of all, go back to the Rif. It says the Rif, in the middle, right? We saw that in the middle. Right? You're doing that lokah, you have to do the bracha. Why? Because bracha is part of that mitzvah. It's doing the mitzvah means you have to go ahead, you're lighting candles, and you're also doing the bracha. It's part of it. You have to do it. What's his mitzvah? The only mitzvah he has is the bracha. So here he says a lashon chayev levarach. Chayev levarach means when you are obligated to do a mitzvah, you say use chayev. Tzorich is like an addition to something you're already doing. So says the Rif, when you light Ner Chanukah, you're already doing part of the mitzvah. But you didn't do the second part. You should do a bracha as well. But when you're seeing Ner Chanukah, seeing is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the bracha. So says the Rav, chayav levarach. That's your mitzvah. Here now you're obligated to go in and do a mitzvah. He's changing the lashon from tzarech levarach to chayav levarach because the one who's lighting candles, the bracha is only in addition to a mitzvah he's already doing. The raya, the only mitzvah he's doing is the bracha itself. So that's why it's chayav levarach. You're obligated to do the mitzvah. And the mitzvah is the actual bracha.
So the Rav disagrees with the concept of it's the lighting and the bracha together as one.
No, it could be agreed. That. What you're saying, there's some achronim want to bring it. The Tzvi Pesach says he brings someone to say. I think you don't have to get to that. It could be it is part of the mitzvah, but someone who lighted candles, at least he did half a mitzvah. Maybe you know a half or one part of the total mitzvah. The mitzvah is to say a bracha with the adlaka. He didn't say the bracha. He still did the adlaka, but the rabbi didn't do anything else. So if you go based on the original understanding, the original understanding is that Roy Ner Chanukah, you know, he's like someone who somehow he joins the mitzvah of lighting Ner Chanukah. So he's not different than the one who's lighting it. But if you say no, his mitzvah is only the bracha, that's the only mitzvah he has to say a bracha. So he's different than the one who's lighting. The one who's lighting at least is doing some mitzvah by lighting. He is not doing anything but seeing the mitzvah. So according to that, and with that we'll come to our full circle here, is going back to the Tosis that we said in Sukkah. Tosis says, again, what did Tosis say? Tosis said, the bottom left, says Tosis, that why don't you say a bracha and read on other mitzvahs? Tosis says it has to do with the house, some people are missing houses, so they went ahead and did a bracha away. Says, what about mezuzah? Right? Answers Tosis, you can't give a bracha, you have to have a special bracha. The bracha the roya does cannot be the same bracha the one who's, the madlik is doing. So you need to have a new bracha. So if the madlik is doing the bracha, the roya could do it as well. If the madlik is not, if the one who's doing the mitzvah is not doing that second bracha, you don't have what to give to the roi. So we said, well, it doesn't make any sense. What's the idea? Why you have to have a new bracha? You have to create a new thing. But what's all we're learning? The Chor Tosis makes a lot of sense. What Tosis is saying is not a reason. So like you say in yeshivas, it's not a siba, it's a simon. In other words, it's not the reason. It's just the explanation. It's just a proof of what I'm trying to say. Says Tosis, if I have a new bracha, a second bracha, on Alukas Nechanaka, the second bracha means that I'm saying a bracha for the Pirsu Manes. So that bracha, I can go ahead and transfer to someone who sees it. The same way I can say the bracha on something, on a Pirsu Manes, he can also say it on a Pirsu Manes. But when I'm doing mezuzah, the only mitzvah I'm saying is to go, the only bracha I'm saying is the fact that I'm going ahead and putting a mezuzah on my door. That's the only bracha I'm saying. So how can I give that bracha to somebody else? He's not doing it. Let's create a new bracha to him. We're creating a new mitzvah, a new concept that he's seeing a mezuzah as a new thing. Bishop on Chanukah, the fact that I'm saying a bracha, Shos Nisim, is another mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? To be mefaris of the nes. So I can transfer that to someone who sees that lakas neres. He's also joining that same mitzvah. But if someone goes ahead and you don't have that second part, it's not because you don't have a bracha you can't give it to somebody else. If you don't have a bracha, that shows that the mitzvah is only the asiyas mitzvah and not the pirsum anes, not the, you know, showing it to somebody else. So if that's what it shows, and chrami, you can't transfer it to somebody else, not because you don't have a bracha, but because that's not the part of the mitzvah. That's what the thing it says. Like the last line there in the bottom left. You can't make a new bracha if the ois is not doing it. So you say, why not? Make a new bracha. Answer is, it's not just the concept of bracha. The bracha shows me what you're doing. The one who's doing the, if you have a bracha shasanisim, that tells me you're doing a bracha on the mitzvah of Pirsavanes. That's your bracha. Bracha is the mitzvah. So I could say someone else could do it as well. But if I don't have the second bracha, so what is my mitzvah? Mitzvah is nasiya. If I'm not doing nasiya, I can't do it. The mitzvah is to put a mezuzah on my door. If I'm not doing the mitzvah of putting a mezuzah on my door, so I can't say the bracha. But if the mitzvah is to go ahead and say in Shas Nisim, that's why I have a second bracha, so someone who sees it can also say it. It's a just idea in these things. So the one that came over here is that the lumdus, the understanding of the brachas in Eretz Chanukah is different than regular brachas. The mitzvah brachas is part of the mitzvah. It's part and process is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to say the brachas. That's why someone who sees it can say the brachas as well because he's saying the bracha. And that's why even when you do not have the pirsum aneis, you still have it. And by the way, I actually bring before, the Gemara says, right, the second Gemara on the top right, the Gemara says over there, Ner Chanukah mitzvah anichu al petach beit mibachutz. Ner Chanukah you should do on your door. Imayadar ba'ali, you're living on the second floor, manicha b'chol on a smuch al shusharan, you should put it in the window. So we'll get back to the Bishop 2 weeks from now. What happens when it's danger? You should do on your table vidayah. That's what he just put it inside the door. So the last, the Rishonim really asked this question. What are you trying to tell me? If it's sakana, sakana nefashes, so don't do, right? That's the basis, the why in chutzlaretz, we can do neres chanukah inside the house and not outside the house. It should be outside the house. That's the word the Gemara said. So it's based on that. So we'll get back to the basis of Hashem, how do we do today? But what does the Gemara tell me? If it's a sakana nefashes, don't light outside, light inside. What are you trying to tell me? I know, sakana nefashes, we have a din, except three mitzvahs, that you have to die in order to do the mitzvah. Usually you say Yavar Val Yarek. Whenever I have a mitzvah, and you, a person can lose his life for that mitzvah, you don't do the mitzvah. So what is the point trying to tell me? I'm trying to tell you, you should know that if you have a sakana, don't light candles outside, light it inside. Of course, what am I supposed to do? To go ahead and kill myself for the mitzvah? We never do that. But the pshat is, the Chazal telling you what is the mitzvah. It's not that you're not doing the mitzvah. I'll say, okay, you can't do it outside, so you're not doing the mitzvah, you're lighting inside. Chazal is telling you, you should know you could do the mitzvah inside as well. The best thing is to do the mitzvah outside, with pirsu b'neis. But if you're doing the mitzvah inside, you're also doing the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah itself. It's not like you're not doing, if I can't do tekiyas shofar, so I'm not doing it at all. But if I'm doing the mitzvah in my house, I'm also doing the mitzvah. So what is this, like two stages? Better to do it outside. If not, you do it inside. So based on all what we learned, the idea is that part of the mitzvah of Chanukah is to say Shasa Nisim, which is means Pirsu B'Neis. The mitzvah is to do Pirsu B'Neis. There's two stages of the mitzvah. One mitzvah is light candles, the other one is Pirsu B'Neis. If I can't do the full Pirsu B'Neis, so I do only part of it. If I can't do part of it, I do the most minimal part of it. Maybe always you have something if you're in it. But the Pirsu B'Neis is the second stage of the mitzvah. It's another mitzvah, it's another bracha. The first bracha, the first part of the mitzvah, is just the actual adlaka. The Gemara tells you, if you can't do it outside, you do it inside. You're still doing at least the first part perfectly. You're doing the mitzvah of adlaka. It's not the mitzvah is to do pirsunas outside.
It looks like it's a hidden mitzvah.
Well, that's what I want. Next week, I want to get to Ezechim to Mehadrin. Learn Mehadrin. A point of shadow, the Mehadrin is only how much the number of candles you're doing, not on the actual where you're putting it. So maybe it's like mitzvah number two. So Yimele, that's what comes out. So what we learned today here is this idea that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah of the part of the mitzvah is to say the bracha. The bracha is part of the mitzvah. That's number one. And number two is that therefore when you're going in and you're doing the mitzvah, you have two stages of the mitzvah itself. One part of the mitzvah is to go in and light the candles. The other part of the mitzvah is pirsu b'neis. You could do one without the other. The roye does only the pirsu b'neis without the adlaka. And a person who is home alone, he does adlaka with either no pirsu b'neis or a minimal pirsu b'neis, but he's not doing the full pirsu b'neis. You could do one without the other because it's two parts of the mitzvah. And in Beis Hashem next week, I want to get to Mehadrin. We'll get to all the halachas myself, how many candles you do. And when we get to that, where exactly you do it, which is all based on this idea.
Well, this If someone were to light outside their house, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's very cold and you don't want to have the kids outside. Let's say you have a glass window in your house. So you light outside, right?
Yeah.
You do the bracha halika, right?
Yeah.
Would you also have to say shas and nisim outside? Or
yeah, because then for sure you do get more mehuda shas and nisim because people outside see you.
And then you could go inside and sing the rest? Or
We'll get to that. But singing is not part of the mitzvah.
What about the direction of actual menorah? Would it change?
Pashas, no. Because you're lighting it, you're going to light it when you're facing outside. You're saying a person is lighting and he's
going to go inside anyways.
No, what do you do when you're lighting outside? You light it the way you're lighting. The direction is based on where you're lighting. We'll get to that as well, Beis Hashem. But the direction of where you're lighting is based on where you're standing, not where the menorah is standing.
Got it.
Yeah.
Good. You first.
You're young.
Yeah? So first of all, so that schlugs up that the pirsu b'neis counts on one person. The fact that he's going inside, he's losing a mitzvah. It sounds like one doesn't count for pirsu b'neis.
It's not as a pirsu b'neis. The best pirsu b'neis is for the rabbi.
I'm saying we're just doing one mitzvah by going inside now, so we're breaking it up. So it sounds like one doesn't count for the pirsu b'neis.
No, it does. It's not the best. It's b'dievet. The best thing is to do it in the half an hour slot outside. If you can't, you do it later. You do it inside, you do it with Bnei Mishpacha. Mishpacha is also some Pirsu B'neis. So it comes out that even when you do it on your own, you have some Pirsu B'neis. According to Chavad Moshe.
Essentially, he says wake up two or three. It's interesting, it sounds like maybe there's Pirsu B'neis in Machlokes.
No, the two or three is No, because what do you mean? The third one is Shechiona.
Is that it's like wake up two or three?
Yeah. Why he says two or three? Interesting. Why two or three? Okay.
Right.
It's a good hour. Why two or three? Probably the question is, what is more rabbim?
What's the person? Myself in the hotel room should be person nisa, but that says two or three.
No, for sure the one is not a great person nisa. I'm saying maybe you could say. The one maybe one is yotze with person nisa. Maybe. The pashas it says if you're not lying, according to the Mogen Avraham, if you can't wake up anybody,
right? Still so lie
you, without a bracha. If you don't lie without a bracha, the Mogen Avraham holds. Mogen Avraham holds is lie without a bracha if it's only yourself. So the Avaya doesn't hold that it works. You can't do it on yourself. Shas and Nisim doesn't work. Chavad Moshe can explain that you do have such a thing. Okay. That's what.
Coming back to the Bar Mitzvah of Aharon.
Yeah.
So if somebody is in a house, you're the only one who's making the bracha. The other people, women, children, they have lighting. They say the
brother. So you say Mikardin. Mikardin. Pashas, you're doing your shlichus. It's like achsanoi, we'll get to it. If you have a guest in your house. So the guest, Mikardin, we'll get to how we do today. But the guest, the babai does for everybody. Mm-hmm. Even for a guest, a supper guest. So why?
They should.
The roi is only someone who does not have a house. It doesn't exist today. Someone doesn't have a house.
Okay,
yeah.
So let's assume you walk by a house. You have not yet lived.
You should wait to live in home. That's a fairish.
Okay.
Your roi is also will.
See it.
What?
And if you have lived, then you walk.
You don't say the bracha again. The bracha, there's a biggest array, is so specific. It's only for someone who's never going
to
light tonight. Right. And the problem is that we all today, we'll get to it, that anything you own is enough. It could be a car, if you're going a train ride, or even a plane, you'll see. Anything that you have a kinyan in it is good enough to be your house. So not to have a house means like literally nothing. He has nothing in the world. He needs to be seen without having any house at all. It's like something very, very, yeah.
So should a person be careful not to look before he lights?
No. Hey, there's no chiyuv. Chiyuv is a rare, so someone's not going to light. That's what Shachar says.
So what's the seven brothers of Hakiel and Sharatia?
So the Shatzion Lechor does not say this. The Shatzion is trying to tell him what the Poshup Shat is. He's not going with the answer of the Morim Ptia. So according to the Shatzion, how can you explain that late at night you do a bracha? How you can explain that? Stam, in general, how you explain that? Problem, you know. Elikin, you'll tell me that because I'm not sure if to do the bracha because it's machlek, it's Mogen Avraham the Chen Moshe. Chen Moshe says to do the bracha because that's the mitzvah. Mogen Avraham says you can't do a bracha, it's over. Says the Shatzion, in that case, when already you gained such days, it's like it's a sex faker. Sofik because it's too late, and even in Sofik if you have people. So maybe that's what the Shatzion is speaking about, to put it together.